I live an exciting life. I live an exciting life. I live a life where I am actively engaged in beautiful experiences all the time. All the time I am engaged in experiences where beautiful things are happening to me, where I am having wonderful activities that just make my life feel so fantastic and so glorious. And what is that? Well, I live principle. I live principle. And no matter where I am, I'm always speaking principle. I'm always saying to myself and everyone else in my world, you are glorious. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. I'm always saying to everyone in my world, you are the expression of all that is beautiful and good. And as I say that, wonderful things happen to me. As I say that, I am expressing something absolutely fantastic in my life, and it is really quite glorious. Now, how do I go about saying that? How do I go about doing that? How do I go about living that way? Well, it's every essence of my being is directed around principle. Every essence of my being is directed around being the thought of what are my values? What are the things that make my life fantastic? What are the things that make my life joyous and harmonious? What are the things that make my life exciting? Yes, what are the things that make my life exciting? Well, what the things are that make my life exciting is that I'm every moment on top of the concept that I believe. Every moment, I'm on top of the concept that I believe that says all is in divine order. The concept that I believe that says all is good and very good. The concept that I believe that this is a beautiful world. This is a fabulous world filled with glorious people, filled with glorious experiences, filled with glorious, exciting ideas that are constantly popping up into my head and saying, think about this, think about that, think about the other thing. I hardly have time to do anything else but that. Now, one of the wonderful things about television, and many people do not think of it quite in that way, but one of the wonderful things about television is that television is like you're sitting on the throne in the bathroom. No one disturbs you while you're doing that. While you're watching television, everybody thinks that you're enraptured by whatever the television happens to show. Well, the truth is known that you fall asleep watching television. You fall asleep by paying attention to the shows that are on television because really they are quite boring. Your own life is far more exciting, and so you drift off into your own life. Now you say, when you fall asleep, you're in nowhere. Oh, yes, you are in somewhere. You are in an exciting adventure. You are living your own life. You are thinking your own thoughts. You are dreaming your own dreams. You are being yourself. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Now, there are a lot of people who sort of drift away from us in their thought process or in their dream process, and we think that they are not interested in us. And the truth be known, they are not interested in us. They are interested in themselves. They are interested in their own exciting adventures of their life, of their activities that they're going on to. I talk to many people who are watching a television or a video or something, and after a while the video becomes boring, the television becomes boring, and they drift off into other thoughts. Well, having that in the background sort of keeps people from interrupting them, keeps people from disturbing them, keeps people from asking them questions, and they can do their own thinking. They can do their own dreaming, their own wondering. Now you say, oh, that's a cop-out. That's a cop-out to say that when you fall asleep while you're watching television, that you're off on some fantastic, glorious experience. But it's true. It's true. You are off on some fantastic, glorious experience. You are off on some most monumental direction to your life that is just really beyond imagination. It is wonderful. Now, are you ready to start gaining some benefit from that? Are you ready to recognize that you are indeed living an exciting life? And you don't have to watch television to fall asleep. You don't have to get off on your own. You can just start to think your own thoughts. You start to realize the wonderful things that you do. And many times you take adventures into your own past experiences, or you take adventures into your own hopeful future experiences. And always you're living it in the now. Always you're being that fantastic person that you are right now. You sometimes think that that's not being a responsible person. Well, the most responsible person is a person who lives an exciting life, a person who enjoys all of the things that they're doing, who enjoys all of the activities that they're engaged in, who just sort of delights and thinks that nothing could be more exciting, nothing could be more wonderful than the thoughts that are going through their head, the dreams that are going through their mind, the attitudes that they are experiencing. Nothing could be more exciting. Nothing could be more dramatic. Nothing could be more wonderful than that. And that's true. That's true. Begin to recognize that about yourself, and you'll realize that you are engaged in a very wonderful life. You are engaged in a very wonderful experience. You are doing fantastic things. You are a most marvelous and a most outstanding being. And that's true. You are a most marvelous and a most outstanding being. Now, do you want to recognize that you are living an exciting life? Do you want to recognize that you can make a decision as to what sort of things are exciting to you? What sort of things you want to do? What sort of things you delight in doing? Are you ready to recognize that? People come to me oftentimes and they chit-chat about nothing or they talk nonsense. And I sometimes correct them. I try not to do that. But I sometimes correct them and I say, do you really believe that? Is that what you want to happen in your life? One of our friends was saying that their dog was being unkind, not being very nice, not being very fun to be with, just snapping and biting. And I said, if you have that thought in your mind, that dog will continue that way all of its life. But if you say to yourself, my dog is a loving dog. My dog is a fantastic dog. It's so full of love and so full of joy. I am so full of love and so full of joy. I can only see love and joy and love and joy wherever I am. That's an exciting life, yes. And that's what you do for yourself when you take charge of your thoughts, when you take charge of the attitudes that are going on around you. And when it's beneficial, drift off. Go to sleep. Go into your own wonderful world. But don't dwell ever in a world that is not exciting to you, that is not inviting to you, that's not revealing to you, that's not something that you want to experience every moment of your life. Because it's your privilege. It's totally your privilege what you experience all of your life. Now, you could sit and watch a boring activity in life and fall asleep while you're watching it. Or you can engage yourself in all the vitality that you are and say to yourself, I live an exciting life. Oh, such exciting things are happening to me. I love being with my family, my friends. It's the most joyous experience. But I bring to them my presence. I bring to them my excitement of life. I bring to them my vitality. And they love to have me around them. They love to have me in their awareness because I love to have them in my awareness. They are my reflection, and I am reflecting exciting activities all of the time. And that's all that makes my world go round. And that's all that makes your world go round, too. So enjoy it today. It is a glorious way. I love you. I love you. I love you.